Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman. Welcome.
And our show is brought to you by SomeBugman.com.
.com. Be sure to visit. You're always welcome there.
Exactly. There are many shows in our archive and many ideas for conversations with your friends. You'll sound like the smartest guy or gal in the room.
Exactly. Yeah. Stay a while. Snuggle mm-hmm. up.
Yep.
Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for us today.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Now, here's what I'm thinking. I went floating on the river.
Oh, yeah?
Just
heard about that.
Yeah, I did. I went floating, and I fell out of my boat several times.
Oh, no.
And I'm bruised all over the place. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, it was a rough time. But about an hour into this five-hour trip, I lost my wedding ring.
Oh, gasp.
It's gone. I have been married for 7 years, and I thought I was going to have that thing for the rest of my life, and nope.
Forever.
Slipped right off my hand. I've been swimming thousands of times with this thing on.
Yeah.
The one time I sat down in a canoe with it, it just jumped ship. So,
golly.
Yeah.
So what was your, when it first happened, when you first realized it, what was your feeling?
Well,
what was your emotion on that?
My feeling was there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, right.
There's got to be a way forward that doesn't involve the ring.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to, as a society, as a people, we need to look inside ourselves and decide which way we want to go forward. Do we want to go forward with the wedding ring, or is there a better symbol for marriage?
I'm kind of thinking maybe there is, because, I mean, the rings have been done a long time now, and they're kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And I think to be responsible, maybe we need to find some alternatives that cost a little less.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been listen, folks, the wedding ring has only been a cultural tradition for about the last 100 years, okay?
Yeah.
We've not been doing it that long, so we can change, all right?
Yeah.
That's what humans do. We adapt. And when you lose your ring in the river, you adapt, you know?
True enough.
You know, you keep rowing, you find a new way forward. You hunker down and barrel through.
Isn't that the slogan for humanity?
That's right.
I mean, honestly.
Yes. So, Bugman, what do you suggest?
Yes. Well, you know, I've been married. This is my fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
Here in a couple of months will be 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind the ring because culturally speaking, that's what you look for.
Yeah.
Like when someone wants to know if I'm married, that's where you look to. It's my hand and you see the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, though, I don't care to wear jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I have, for those of you who don't know me, I have big meaty hands.
Mm.
Like there's a lot of flesh on my hands. And for those who have this problem, understand what I'm about to say. My skin gets pinched wherever you're from.
Yep.
Against that. And it bugs me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me angry. It's just inconvenient.
Right.
But it bugs me quite a bit.
Yep.
Also a thing about me is I'm balding.
Mm.
So I think about the top of my head a lot, my hair situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not mind the day I get married, I say my vows, whatever, go out to the foyer or the foyer, and I just take clippers and I just buzz a strip down the top of my head.
Yes.
That way, everywhere I go, it's obvious, it's clear, oh, this guy is in a serious marital relationship.
Right, yes.
And I think... Yeah, it's not something I have to look at.
The
no-hawk. It's not something... The no-hawk.
Yes.
Thank you. Exactly.
Mm.
And it's going to be clear. It's going to be obvious. It's not something that if I wanted to hide, it would not be very easy.
Right.
Like everyone in a hat.
Everyone would know.
Everyone would know. Everybody like, why are you wearing that hat,
and
bro?
And if you were out in public and you weren't being faithful... it would be very obvious if you're not being faithful to your spouse. And listen, ladies, we're calling on you as well to accept this haircut. We'll just call it an extreme part.
Yeah, right? An extreme part.
Extreme part right down the middle. Then everyone knows that you're not being faithful and can publicly shame you. Ladies, this will keep your man in line, hopefully.
Yes.
Now, it's funny that you went straight for the hair because that was actually my first thought. But now I want to sort of preserve, I think that the ring is a good idea. But I want to, I don't necessarily want to preserve the expensive metal, but the shape. My first thought was every married person has a bowl cut.
Yep. Okay.
Because listen, you give up anyway.
Yeah.
When you get married, you give up. You're done. Listen, I'm among the faithful who gained the weight when you got married.
Yes.
I am among the faithful who I stopped brushing my teeth. I stopped wearing deodorant. I don't bathe as often as I used to because I'm married now. I'm not on the hunt. And so single people, I understand your plight. You have to get out of bed in the morning. You need to clean yourself up. You need to do your hair nice. You need to smell nice because you're trying to find perhaps someone to love and to care for, and you want them to find you and find you attractive. But listen, after you get married, go simple.
Yep.
Stick the bowl on top. It's very, very easy. Get some clippers and go all the way around. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah. It's definitely worth it. It's a change in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a change in the right direction.
Yeah. And listen, these options, they don't, my first thought, the first criticism was like, but it's like nobody would know. Everybody would just look the same. It's like, well, every married person already just wears a ring and it doesn't identify your spouse, you know?
Yes.
So they would just know, just like the ring, they would just know, okay, that person's married. They have a bowl cut.
Yep, that's right, and it's super cheap to maintain.
Exactly,
it's not any problem.
A sharp rock,
would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Sharp rock, and even a lighter.
If you couldn't afford whatever, the sharp rock, the lighter,
paper,
the clippers. I mean, someone around you, one of your neighbors, could lend you every once in a while the correct tool. I don't think that's going to be any trouble.
Not at all,
but. Let's say you're on the higher end. You're in the upper class, and you need some way to say, oh, well, I'm very posh. Whatever.
Right.
I'm thinking a black stripe tattooed from... Okay, so do you remember the show Avatar, The Last Airbender?
I do remember that show.
And the kid had an arrow going... Well, I'm saying... Don't stop in the arrow. Just keep that stripe going all the way down through your nose, and maybe it stops at the end of your nose.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And that would help you. That would help you if you, maybe like me, you're losing your hair, and it's not going to matter what kind of mohawk you have, because you it. That would allow you to keep that.
Yeah, I mean, then it's like a racing stripe, but in this case, it lets everyone know the race is over.
Yes.
It's done, I'm finished, I've crossed the line, and here's a replica right across from the back of my head all the way to the nose. There's a replica of the race finish line, and I've crossed it. I think that's a great idea. And this is even an option that, you know, you could grow your hair over... if you want it, and it just as long as the tail end of the line showed and the and down to the nose, you know, I think that's a great idea. And then that's the kind of thing. All of these options, by the way, are cheaper than the ring because some people see you wear a wedding ring sometimes or some kind of ring, not because you're actually married, but because you want to be left alone. I know all kinds of, I have female friends who they wear a wedding ring so that, that a guy won't flirt with them because that's a common occurrence for some ladies. And I'm telling you, ladies, guys will not flirt with you if you have the symbol of marriage, which is a racing stripe down the front of your face. If you have a no hawk going through the middle of your hair or an extreme part, if you will. And then also if you have a bowl cut, they're not going to worry about it, especially if those are symbols of marriage. Exactly. So I'm just trying to help here. Now my more expensive option is, it is a little pricey. It's not really something that you could do at home. It's sort of a procedure. I mean, you know, you can't really get a tattoo at home anyway, and tattoos are expensive. Right. So this would be probably on par with that. I'm thinking a gold tooth.
A gold tooth.
With every smile, they would know.
Yeah, it'd be clearly visible.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, I like that. And like you said, this is not an option for everyone, no. Just like maybe the tattoo isn't an option for everyone. But like the tattoo, if you wanted to, you could accentuate it, you know? Like you could make the gold tooth different shapes, mm-hmm. maybe different shades of gold, mm-hmm. maybe have different designs in there.
You could have messages on the front of it.
Yes, like leave me alone, or like, I love my wife, or I love my husband.
On my ring, on the inside of my ring, it said love never fails. You could have that. Uh-huh. You could have love never fails, like grind it into the front of the gold plating on the tooth. Yeah. I mean, that's a very,
gonna fawn over it.
Yeah, that's a very, you know, classy and fresh option. It'd be something different. And when people would come to you and maybe say, well, where's your wedding ring? And you would just smile.
You just smile, open up your mouth, and then say, oh, yes, and clearly.
The other thing is, this is an eye-level option. All of these are eye-level options. They're on your face. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, brushing your hair back with your ring finger or, you know, putting, you know, if you're a guy and a lady's flirting with you, putting your hand up on the desk as she's talking mm-hmm. to you just so she knows. You know, you don't have to do any of that. It's clearly visible. You would see the racing stripe. You'd see the bowl cut. You see the shiny tooth. Yes. You see the tattoo on the face. And we've given you Econo options. We've given you country club options. This is the way forward. This is the way forward. I truly believe it. And I think I'm well on my way to a bowl cut. I'm going to contact my barber as soon as possible.
Yep. And he'll say, let me pull out the old bowl and administer this directly.
Mm-hmm. They got a bowl. Listen,
got a bowl.
The barber in my town used to cut hair for the military, and he does not ask questions. He just does his job. Just
whatever you want.
Yep. Yeah. He'll cut you a bowl cut. Just pay him $8. He doesn't care.
Man, what a deal that is. That's hard to find.
Hey, and anymore, $8 Americans need a deal.
They deserve it just like all the rest of us.
That's right. Well, folks, I think we figured that one out.
Yes, we did. And you're welcome again.
Yep.
Some guy in the bug man, just on the front line of ingenuity.
No.
Once again, here we are.
What was our, what was the question?
An alternative to wedding rings / wedding bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Folks, just don't go back to it. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you lose your wedding ring, join the club. Okay.
Yep.
Join the club.
Yep.
And by club, I don't just mean like, we all lost them together. I mean, let's move forward with a new movement. Okay. Let's get the racing stripe. Let's go for the bowl cut. Let's get all of these can be representative of marriage, and they're much cheaper than a ring. I'm just telling you.
Yep.
Let's make it happen. Listen, if you have a friend that has lost their wedding ring recently, share this episode with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Retweet the tweet. Share it on Facebook. Give us a like and make sure somebody knows that if they have lost their wedding ring, hope is not lost.
Hope is never lost.
Hope is a quick trip to the barbershop, folks.
$8. $8.
Telling you. All right, well, that's it for us today. My name is Chase, and I am Chase the Rev on Twitter.
My name is Bradley, and my Twitter handle is @Bugman_Bradley.
And this show is @SomeBugman on Twitter. Thanks for joining us again this week. Folks, listen, you've completed the race. Now you just need the stripe.
Yep. We'll see you on the other side.